You're listening to the Home Game Six Pack, brought to you by Zunier.com, the little digital music store. For any of the music found on this show, just type in Zunier, Zunior.com.
Never wanted to go following your footsteps. Never wanted to go searching for your soul. But when I close my eyes, I can hear you saying, if there's something that you don't want to know, don't you hang around till the credits roll. Every time I said we got to come together, something told me I was pushing you away. From a distance, I can see it better. You keep your friends close, but your enemies closer. I close the door. When it's over, it's over. Ask me where I'm going, and I'll tell you where you've been. I didn't want to lose you, but I was never gonna win. Even in a desert, when it finally rains and pours, you'll get yours, you'll get yours, you'll get yours. That much I'm sure.
Listening to the Home Game Six Pack, I'm Rob Pingle, and that was Joel Plaskett with the song Credits Roll from his brand new album, The Park Avenue Sobriety Test. Joel just turned 40 this year, and he's been making music for over half of his life in so many forms, but always the latest form seems to be equal to previous. And I think that's the same with the Park Avenue Sobriety Test. If you ever have a chance to see Joel Plaskett live, go check it out. And in the meantime, just listen to the album from start to finish, Joel Plaskett and the Park Avenue Sobriety Test, available over at Zunier.com, along with Whitehorse, who are up next here on the Home Game Six Pack. Their new album is called Leave No Bridge Unburned, and we're going to hear the tune Baby, What's Wrong? Whitehorse have released a couple of albums, and this one is the conjoining of forces has just created the hugest explosion ever on this album. It has lined up perfectly. Luke Doucette and Melissa McClellan are the two musicians who are not only a band, but a family unit. I don't know if that's the right way to say it. Who knows? It's so awkward to talk about non-music things. So let's just talk about Leave No Bridge Unburned. It is fabulous. And the reason I'm picking Baby, What's Wrong is because the vocal play between Luke and Melissa is just off the hook. So Here it is, for your listening pleasure, White Horse. Leave No Bridge Unburned is the album, and the song, Baby, What's Wrong, here on the Home Game Six Pack right now. Thank you. Was Michael Furstack from the album The Forgettable Truth. You heard the tune The Devil. And if you remember from a couple of episodes ago when I played Michael Furstack covering Like an Anvil from the My Name is Matthias, a tribute to Matthias Kalm album, I told you that I was excited about this album coming out. I feel like I've said album a million times. The album is called The Forgettable Truth, and Michael Furstack has been on a roll ever since he stopped playing with Snail House. That was working from 1994 to 2012. He has released three solo albums and a 7-inch. Tambourine Deathbed came out in May 2013. It was amazing. Singer-Songer followed up in April 2014. It was also amazing in that it featured such a great combination of friends singing songs and doing just so much. Now, the latest album, The Forgettable Truth, just came out this February, and it features Pietro Amato, Peter Zorganis, and Mike Bellier. And it sounds like all four of them will be touring the country. So if you have a chance to go see them, go figure it out. It's going to be a great tour. Michael Furstack just knows how to craft a song in a way that just blows me away. And I'll take a moment to remind you that this podcast is supported by Zunier.com, Canadian Music Originals. And everything that you hear on this podcast can be found over at Zunier.com. If you're looking for back issues of the podcast, they can also be found at Zunier.com and on HomeGameRadio.com, my website. If you just want to interact with me, you can always send me an email, homegame@telus.net, or find me on Twitter at Rob Pingle. Up next for you is a brand new EP from Peterborough, Ontario's The Lonely Parade. This all-female, three-piece alternative rock band is getting heaps of respect in their town as an emerging artist to watch, and they are lots of fun. From the EP Splenda Thief by The Lonely Parade, here is the tune Stomach on the Home Game Six Pack.
Oh,
That last song was called Have I Lost My Eyes? And it's by Eric Chenow from his brand new album, Skull Splitter. Eric has been releasing solo work since 2006 on the fabulous Constellation record label. Everything that comes out of Constellation Records will challenge your eardrums in a good way. Go check it out if you can. And yes, I hope you enjoyed Eric Chenow enough to go and maybe get his full-length album from Zunier.com. I'm going to leave you with one last tune as we drain another six-pack for another episode. This is B.A. Johnston from his brand new album, Shit Sucks. The song is called I Remember Skinny Jeans the Last Time Around. And if you don't know B.A. Johnston, but you have some past rap experience with someone like Biz Markie or Wesley Willis, I think B.A. Johnston is right up your alley. He is so prolific and so fun and laid back. It'd be amazing if you didn't know about him, but I promise that when you hear this song, you will enjoy him like no other. So, thank you for being out there once again, you fine people enjoying Canadian music. Don't forget, you can download full-length albums from all the bands featured in this podcast, including B.A. Johnston's Shit Sucks. And here is I Remember Skinny Jeans the Last Time Around. Thanks for being out there.
I was once young and hip, and with it before my hair turned arctic blonde. You out now young and hip, and with it, but trust me, that won't last long. I am old and do not have to give a shit about the shit young people give a shit about. I do not give a shit about the shit that you give a shit about. I don't care about fashion no more. I rock sweatpants down at the grocery store. I don't care what the cashier they say. They work at Foodland, so fuck them anyway. I remember those skinny jeans the last time around, not putting safety pins back in that shit. And if I wanted to, I'm not sure that in them this fat ass it would fit. Mom jeans, 20-year-olds wearing mom jeans. It creeps me out, creeps me out. You got a higher waistband than Grandpa Simpson. You're creeping me out. Open-toed shoes. Everyone at the bar is staring at your toes, dude. I know it's cool to not give a shit, but staring at your creepy ass toes makes me sick. I remember those skinny jeans the last time around, not putting safety pins, you're back in that shit. And if I wanted to, I'm not sure that in them this fat ass it would fit. Gonna start buying shoes at Walmart, gonna laugh as my life fucking falls apart. Stocking up on touch of gray, I don't know if I care anyway. I like Sublime the last time around, I'll spend the rest of my life trying to live it down. I don't care about music no more, I'll talk Allman Brothers until you are bored. Your band got a pitchfork review, I stare at you, I'm fucking confused. Cause in the history of this land, Doug and the Slugs was the finest band, finest band.
You've been listening to the Home Game Six Pack, brought to you by Zunier.com, the little digital music store. For any of the music heard on this program, just type in Zunior, Zunior.com.
Hey, you chud. This is B.A. Johnson. The person you want to reach is out of the office right now, making more sweet dough. They will return your call when they are back.